during this Easter season and in the shadow of April 24th, I present to you a short message entitled Not Just a Greeting, a Way of Life, a Mission for All. A few weeks ago, we heard the message that has shaken humanity for the last two millennia. This was the first gospel, the good news, which the disciples exclaimed to one another, Christ has risen. Faithful to their apostolic commission, they ventured off into the world. Thaddeus, we know, came to Armenia, and a few years later, his brother in Christ, Bartholomew, followed. From the same group, Thomas, yes, the same one which doubted the resurrection and wanted further proof, Thomas went all the way out to India, sharing the blessings of the resurrection along the way, and in India established the church. The Indian Orthodox Church is one of a handful of churches that are in communion with the Armenian Church. Along with the Ethiopian, the Coptic, and the Syriac churches, we profess the faith of the Universal Church as expressed by the councils of Nicaea, Constantinople, and Ephesus. In the early 1990s, while serving as a parish priest at the St. Andrew Armenian Church in Cupertino, California, I was approached by a group of Indian Orthodox asking if they could use our church sanctuary while their church was being built. With the permission of our primate, they, the priest and the congregation, would come every Sunday for church services. When the building process on their sanctuary was completed, their Catholicos, that is the chief bishop, traveled from India to dedicate and consecrate the building. I was invited to the ceremony. At the new church building, I took a seat in the back, making sure not to interfere with the dedication proceedings. Suddenly, I was approached by one of the priests who asked me to come forward and meet the Catholicos. I was not expecting this honor and felt the anxiety of the moment. I greeted His Holiness, and in respect I kissed his hand, which donned his pontifical ring. They directed me to sit on a chair right next to the Catholicos. What happened next is something which I cannot and will never forget. It became a turning point for the direction of my ministry, and I hope by sharing this with you, it will serve as a message and a direction for all of us within the Armenian Church. In front of hundreds of parishioners gathered inside this new church, His Holiness took off his ring, the ring of authority, and handed it to me. Puzzled, I looked at him for an explanation. He then asked me to read the inscription inside the ring. To my surprise, it was written in Armenian. Engraved in Armenian letters, it said that it was a gift given to him by the then Catholicos of all Armenians, His Holiness Vazgen I. Even more puzzled, I looked at him for an explanation. The Indian Catholicos said he wore this ring, given to him by his brother in Christ, because it is a constant reminder of the plight of the Armenian people. He went on to explain that the Indian Orthodox had always enjoyed the respect of the Maharajas, the royals, and the elite in India. The Indian Orthodox Church and its people had a place of honor in their country. We have never known Christianity through suffering, he confessed to all of those assembled in the church and to me. We have always celebrated our faith with joy. And then he continued by pointing to me and thereby to the Armenian Church, saying, the Armenians, on the other hand, have never known Christianity without suffering. And then, in a strong tone that only a father might invoke to stress the importance of what he was about to say, he leaned down from the altar area and exhorted his parishioners, learn from the Armenians. Theirs is the story of suffering, of sacrifice on the road to victory. They have struggled to maintain and live their faith. Theirs is the story of the cross of Christ. And for this reason, I wear this ring, to never forget that the cross of Christ is at the center of our faith. Now, those words struck me hard. He was saying something we only casually acknowledged. That is, it was an honor and a privilege to belong to the Armenian Church. This was no ordinary moment. It was the apostolic church exclaiming, "Christ has risen." Imagine 2,000 years ago, two brothers leave Jerusalem, one to Armenia and the other to India. Imagine 2,000 years later, these two brothers find each other and they share the story of their travels and experiences over those 20 centuries. One of the brothers gifts a ring to the other brother, who wears that ring as a constant reminder that the cross of Christ is at the center of our Christian faith and should not and cannot be avoided. And today, the simple and humble gesture by His Holiness Vazquez I is still talking to us. His voice is very clear. We, as the Armenian Church, have a unique mission, yes, to our children, but also to the world. We are the witnesses of Christ's resurrection because we are the witness of Christ crucified. Imagine that. Our suffering is not a reason to attract the pity of others. Rather, it is our compliance with the divine teaching. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Because we have known suffering, we look at life in a very different manner. We do not reject suffering, but embrace it on the path to resurrection. For in fact, there is no resurrection without a crucifixion. And we are the living example of that resurrected people. When we, the Christian Church, speak to the world about resurrection, who can understand that? Like Thomas, who could not believe his Lord was alive? Who among us can comprehend a person dying and coming back to life? But when we, the Armenian Church, yes, the same church, talk about crucifixion, then the world can understand, because the cross has been a reality in our lives, and we have overcome it as a resurrected people. On a personal scale, your health, your family relationships, with parents, children, with spouses, financial difficulties, anger, disease, depression, loneliness, are all crosses we bear. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the cross, felt the anguish, felt the loss of friendship, loneliness, the loss of loved ones, betrayal, hatred. He gave us the power to overcome the cross. In this world, you will face persecution, he says. But courage, the victory is mine. I have conquered this world. Our world today is in disarray. Death to the innocent, disorder all around are realities. We see shootings, we hear of disease, wars, and the loss of children. Here in this country, we struggle with intolerance, racism, and hatred. Who, if not we Armenians, know the dangers of that intolerance, which led to the ultimate example of racism, namely genocide, in 1915 and continuing last year and today in Artsakh and Armenia? The U.S. border is filled with young children, estranged from their parents, crying out for a safe haven, for a chance at freedom. Who, if not we Armenians, know the power of those cries for safety and freedom after being terrorized for centuries under Ottoman rule? We understand the cross, and we also know resurrection. We have been homeless and hungry. We know the streets are not places where humans belong. We did not let hopelessness rule us. We know and have the language of pain. The pandemic has led many people to despair. Anxiety and depression are taking their toll. In that despair, a feeling of hopelessness leads to escape, Our faith points to the greater victory that we experience by looking at life, at family, at art, at music, at dance, as expressions. Yes, we Armenians have known difficulties, but our Christ-centeredness makes us know that beyond crucifixion there is resurrection. When we look up at the cross of Christ, we see the ultimate terms of innocence and therefore injustice when we witness the Son of God giving his life. The cross looked like an end, but he conquered it. He overcame the cross with the ultimate power of goodness, namely love, giving, sacrificing, and caring for others. It is to that cross that we are called to witness. And so when we greet one another, Christ is risen, this is not merely a page from our past. It is the expression of the life that we live. More than a greeting, it is our calling. It is our ministry. And we accomplish our ministry using the tools given to us by Jesus Christ himself, faith, hope, and love. By living in love, we express faith and offer hope to a hurting world. Pronounce the message, Christ has risen, with your mouth. Understand it through the witness of your holy church and live it in all the days of your lives.